This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While it is a statistic that is tough to pin down, recent government data suggests that over 500,000 people in America live on the streets. And even if the problem at large often seems incurable, there are ways to help individuals. In Oakland, California, there's a carpenter who has a tiny solution to help those without a place to live. Sam Harnett reports.
It's a rough ride in Greg Klain's beat-up van. We're driving through North Oakland's industrial landscape, looking for building materials. We stop at a pile of construction debris from an old Victorian house.
Here's what I like. Here's a good 2x4.
Klain turns trash like this into houses. Tiny ones. He's made about 30. Rectangular structures, big enough to sleep but not stand in. He builds them on wheels so they're mobile. And then he gives them to people without houses, like Gregory Clinton.
I call it street homes, you know, because it'd be on the street and it's a home. Street homes, you know.
Clinton's regular size house was foreclosed on. Now he lives below a highway in a community of people with Klain's tiny homes. They're all lined up like a wagon train, each made of different objects, old wooden studs and glass refrigerator shelves that make windows. One has a washing machine top for a door. Clinton's decorated his place. He hid the wheels with pieces of plastic and has plants and artwork, like this Van Gogh print of the Cafe Terrace at Night. He didn't know it was so famous.
I love that one. That's why I said that. I see my little people on it and stuff. So everybody come out and eat at the cafe. Yeah, it's nice.
Clinton's neighbor, Sheila Williams, says the tiny house is much better than living in a tent.
I feel a lot safer, and when you live in a tent, sometimes you get sick because when it rains in the wintertime, your shoes get wet, and you always have to stuff them with paper, change your socks.
William says this is her first home in 32 years. She's proud.
I have a mailbox right here that says no soliciting.
These tiny houses aren't going to solve homelessness, says Klain, but they give people a little more stability so they can work on getting off the street. Klain just finished up a new house. Now he's got to decide who'll get it. The demand, he says, is high. In Oakland, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.